Is in Rochdale. The force has been heavily criticised for failures between 2004 and 2013, which saw mainly white girls from poor backgrounds abused by Asian men. The report was commissioned by Greater Manchester Mayor Andy Burnham.
The report is hard to read. It gives a detailed and distressing account of how so many young women were seriously harmed and appallingly failed.
Two men have been jailed for at least 40 years between them for murdering a schoolgirl 27 years ago. 14-year-old Caroline Glacken was attacked by her boyfriend Robert O'Brien and Andrew Kelly, who were also teenagers at the time in West Dunbartonshire in 1996. The families of three men killed in a terror attack in Reading have welcomed the start of an inquest. It will focus on the risk posed by Libyan refugee Khairi Sadala, who stabbed three men to death in a park in 2020. There's going to be more disruption to train services because of strike action. The drivers' union ASLEF's announced it will stage a series of walkouts and introduce a new overtime ban from the end of the month. It's in their long-running dispute with operating companies over pay. National Highways is warning heavy snow could leave drivers stranded in parts of northwest England. Meanwhile, more than 100 schools are closed in Scotland, with yellow weather alerts in place in various areas of the UK. And Andy Murray admits there's a definite possibility his exit at the Australian Open was his final match at the Melbourne Grand Slam.
Whilst you're playing the match, you're obviously trying to, control like your emotions, focus on the points and everything. And then when you're like 1 point away from the end, it's like, I can't believe this is over, like so quickly.
He suffered a straight sets defeat to Argentina's Thomas Martin Echeverry. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Tanya.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now the weather for today, 2 degrees, sunny and a gentle breeze. So lovely out there, but it's feeling really cold. You will need a pair of gloves. Very cold. It's going down to -4 overnight, or -3 in Brentwood. So just be aware, it's going to be very cold. Make sure you wrap up as warm as you can. Tuesday, it'll be 3 degrees and -2 overnight, and then on Wednesday it's back to 3 degrees and -4. As we move through the week, it's still going to be pretty cold until Saturday, and the temperature is going to go back up to 7 degrees and 10 degrees on the Sunday. Next week is going to be 12 degrees throughout the week, so we're having a bit of a cold snap at the moment.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now, just so you know, it's about 30 degrees today, I think, in Dubai. I've been contacted by my friend this morning saying, are you having a lovely day? And by the way, it's 30 degrees, but they're working inside, so it's not it's not that good. And also in the summer, I think it goes up to like 40 or 50, something ridiculous. And you can't walk out in it. You can't walk down the road. You have to get a taxi everywhere. So, I don't think I could cope with that kind of heat. It's not like you can get suntan or anything like that. It's just that hot. I mean, I'm bad enough. I struggled in the 40-degree heat we had here. And when you're away on holiday, you can't sit out in it. You just can't. I try not to go away in August or July because if you go abroad somewhere like Greece or Spain, it's just too hot. I don't like that, It's not for me. But I do like a little bit of sun. And we need, today you've got a bit of sunshine. It'd be good to get some vitamin D on your skin because we've had a pretty miserable couple of months, haven't we, really? We sort of had a summer, and then we don't really seem to get, I don't know if we get an autumn much anymore. It just seems to go straight into winter, and over in the UK it's only rubbish weather until we get to about March. Sometimes we get like a hot bit of weather in April, and we're like, what's going on? And then we get rain again for a couple of months, and then about June you get another week or two, and then it always goes wrong normally in July, possibly August, and then the sunshine comes back again in the September. It's very, very bizarre. We've got our weather here. Definitely has changed as far as I'm concerned as a kid. Definitely. I think we used to have more sort of structured spring, summer, winter, autumn. We don't seem to have that anymore. I don't know. What do you think? Maybe I'm just, maybe it's because I feel the cold more. So I think autumn is winter. I don't know. Is it? It looks quite autumnal today, but it's not autumn, is it? It's winter. I'm very confused. It's the cold. It's affecting my mind. What a... 1 or 2 week period for the heating or the boiler to blow up at home. Honestly. You couldn't have wished it, could you, really? Here's the Blow Monkeys with Digging Your Seam.
I just got your message, baby. It's a sight to see you fade away.
The world is a screaming and you might be real.
He'll get you in the end, it's God's revenge. I know I should come clean, but I prefer to seem.
Every day I walk alone, yeah, and I pray that God will see me.
I know it's wrong, tell me why.
that bottle is the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. More and often left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. But said somebody's got to take it. So I quit school and that's what I did. He rode a fast car. We were cruising and said ourselves. We still ain't got a job. Not work in the market as a checkout girl. I don't think things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Big house and live in the suburbs. You got a fast car. See it fast enough, she can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or let die this way. Shoulder, I had a feeling that I belong.
I think I didn't do you know what I thought about that song, and I wondered if it had anything to do, Can You Feel the Force? It was to do with Star Wars. It probably did, didn't it? I went into this fantastic shop at Battlesbridge yesterday when I was over there. It is a toy shop, okay? It's a toy shop, but it's like the collectors of things like Star Wars and Gremlins, and there was like stuff from the 1970s, like the Bionic Man and all sorts of stuff. It was amazing. I was walking around there for ages. I was hopeful that I was going to find the bag that I should have bought last year. I saw a bag in HMV, and it was a Gremlins rucksack, and it was about 50, 60 quid, and I thought, I just cannot. Justify buying that. No way. And it's plastic. It wasn't even leather. But it had the gremlin on the back of it. You see? Now, I know I'm for a middle-aged woman, you'll be thinking, well, Michelle, why would you be doing that? Not that there's anything wrong with being middle-aged. But, you know, that probably was meant for a child. And I just thought, I really want it. And then when I was in the shop yesterday, they had loads of different Disney ones. In fact, I nearly bought a Disney princess bag. But I thought better of it. I was like, well, I couldn't find it. I knew I should have bought it at the time. I might be able to find it on possibly eBay or something. But it had a gremlin on the back, and you could take the gremlin off. I think it was like it wasn't like a furry gremlin. It was a piece of, I don't know, plastic they've stuck on that you could take off. But I was like, oh my God, Gizmo! And I thought, oh, I really, really would like that. It's funny, isn't it? I love those films, though. So for me, the shop was amazing. And there were so many things, you know, if you're a collector of anything, even like, you know, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Harrison Ford figurines. There was even one for, what film was it did I see? I've forgotten his name. I'm going to look him up in a minute. But it was just some random actor that had done like an action film. I love all those action figures. I never collect anything like that, though, because I just know I'm bad enough with the duck shop that's at Brighton. I've got a couple of their Star Trek ducks and things. But I just have to be careful, because otherwise I'd end up with like a house full of stuff. So I try not to. But you always have those. The thing that happens with parents or grandparents is you make the mistake of going, oh, I love that little teddy figurine thing you got me. And then every birthday and every Christmas, more your grandchildren, your children, they just end up buying you teddy figurines that you can't get rid of them. You have to have them on display. Mum, where's that thing I bought you? Oh, there it is, on that hideous display. My mum had things like that. I should say to her, that was from the grandchildren about 10 years ago. Bin it. She go, oh, you're so cold, how could you be like that? I said, but it's horrible. She had a cat collection in a box as well. No, they weren't live, but they were some sort of thing that you paid every month. I just said, that needs to go straight in the bin. Or we set it on fire. She'd be, you're so horrible, you just get rid of everything. I said, no, I don't. I said, there's certain bits you can keep, but some of that rubbish they brought you back from holiday from the grandchildren. I said, you should put it straight in the bin. I said, you should have put it in the bin when you opened it.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
been jammed and I got stuck way out and all alone. And I could hear the enemy moving in close outside. Just then I heard a twig snap and I grabbed my empty gun. And I dug in scared while I counted down my fate. And then a big marine, a giant with a pair of friendly eyes, appeared there at my shoulder and said, "Wait." When he came in close beside me, said, "Don't worry, son, I'm here. If Charlie wants to tangle now, he'll have two to dodge." I said, "Well, thanks a lot." I told him my name and asked him his. And he said, "The boys just call me Camouflage." Side by side we took our battle stance, and I wondered how the bullets missed this man. 'Cause they seemed to go right through him, just as if he wasn't there. And the morning we both took a chance and ran. And it was near the riverbank when the ambush came on top of us, and I thought it was the end and we were had. Then a bullet with my name on it came buzzing through a bush, and that big marine, he just swatted with his hand, just like it was a fly. When I turned around, he was pulling a big palm tree right up out of the ground and swatting those Charlies with it from here to Kingdom Come. When he led me out of danger, I saw my camp and waved goodbye. He just winked at me from the jungle and then was gone. And when I got back to my HQ, I told him about my night and the battle I'd spent with a big marine named Camouflage. When I said his name, a soldier gulped and a medic took my arm and led me to a green tent on the right. He said, "You may be telling true, boy, but this here is Camouflage. And he's been right here since he passed away last night. In fact, he's been here all week long. But before he went, he said, 'Semper Fi,' and said his only wish was to save a young marine caught in a barrage. So here, take his dog tag, son. I know he wants you to have it now." And we both said a prayer for a big marine named Camouflage.
Saying camel or something. It was, now joining me in the studio, fresh from the outside where it's cold, not wearing gloves, is braving it today, is the one and only Scott Ross.
I am braving it, but there you are. That's me all over.
Oh, I hear you very well.
Sorry?
Are you talking into the microphone properly?
Well, I don't know. I can't hear a damn thing through this.
Well, there we go. I've turned you up now. Can you hear now? Any better? Is that any better? Are you plugged in?
I think so. Nothing seems to be working.
No?
Nothing new there, then.
All right, well, there you go. You can't hear me. Take them off. You didn't wear gloves today. You need gloves, don't you? Because it is really cold.
Well, it's certainly a bit nippy out there. Now I can hear somebody through these.
Yeah. That would be my voice.
Yes.
Listen to my voice.
do what I say.
How are you finding the cold weather?
Well, it's all right. It's cold, but it's not as bad as it might be. I mean, when you look at the temperatures they've got over in the States, and some of the figures that they're quoting are actually in Fahrenheit, so it's even worse. And when you look at the weather we've had here in the past, well, we've had blizzards and goodness, what else? But mercifully, we haven't got anything like that.
No, but there have been a couple of tornadoes over the last couple of years in the UK.
Yes, there have.
Which is a bit of a worry.
Well, they've had them before, but we've had them over many years.
What are your thoughts, by the way? Let's have a little bit of a chat with Scott Ross. What are your thoughts on global warming? Do you think that global warming is something that's happening, or do you think that the Earth goes through changes and we'll all be wiped out anyway? Happy Monday on the most miserable day of the year, by the way, apparently, 15th of
January. Oh, really?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Oh,
just to add to that, yeah.
Oh, great stuff. Oh, wonderful. what do I think? Well, the thing is, I rather suspect that there probably is some global warming. But, of course, we've been here before, and the temperatures go up and down over many years. And way back in, I think it was Tudor times, at one there it was really warm in the middle of the winter, and other times it was freezing cold. So who knows? But I'm inclined to think that there is that are some changes going on. Whether they are cyclical changes or whether they are, as some of the scientists are suggesting, due to global warming, due to all the gunge that we're putting in the atmosphere, who knows? Although I suspect that the scientists are probably right.
Mm. I mean, in space, I think there's loads of rubbish, isn't there, just floating around in space in our atmosphere.
Come down and hit us.
Yeah, because it does burn up normally when it hits the atmosphere. But there is, I think space is quite full of rubbish around the Earth.
There is a heck of a lot of it up there now. And I think it's quite difficult because when you've got these satellites up there, they could quite easily get knocked out by all the gunge floating around.
Also, I was watching something the weekend. I don't know what it was, but they made this... was it? Who? I can't remember who it was. They were talking about space travel.
Yeah.
And, you know, wouldn't it be good if we could go into space? And then they said, but actually... We are in space. We're the centre of the universe. We are in space because we're travelling through space at a huge, like, whatever speed we go, we are travelling through space on Earth.
Yes.
So we are like, you know, we are like a big spaceship when you think about it. I mean, it's difficult because when you start thinking outside of, like, the Earth and where we are in the universe, it can become quite daunting and scary. But we are the space travellers because we are the centre of the universe as far as we know.
Well, I wouldn't say we're the centre of the universe, but we are.
Well, we don't know there's any other life anywhere else, although I believe there is. Especially over the other side of the desk.
I'm absolutely convinced that... I mean, it would be incredible if we were the only ones. No, that doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. Now, whether or not they're as good as myself and Scott Ross and do a radio show somewhere, no idea. But there could be multiple universes where me and you might be married, or maybe me and you are working on the BBC. I don't even think that's happening. You know, they say alternative universes.
Alternative universe. Well, absolutely.
Yeah, it could be.
And I'm certain that there are sort of reflections of the same people, or apparently the same people, doing the same thing somewhere else.
Yeah, but you got that sliding doors moment where maybe you didn't go into shipping, you went on to Radio Caroline. You don't know, do you? You know you've got those pathways. And isn't it
indeed
weird? Because sometimes we meet people, and when you look back, you go, wow, that was a massive coincidence, because they were on the train when I was going here, and I met them. And you met your wife at work as well, didn't you?
I did.
So if you'd have gone not for that interview that day, would you have still met her somewhere else down the line, or was she sort of on a same path, though you might have crossed over at a different time?
Well, who knows?
Yeah.
That's,
I bet she wishes that every day. If you're listening out there, Liz, she's going, oh, no, she's never got on that train that morning. Was she already working there when you went to work for your company?
Yes, in fact, I didn't realise that she was working for us, and I met her in the pub, and I was trying to tell her how to do a sales job. She worked for she was working for the same company. I didn't know.
You're brave.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have been brave if I'd known who she was.
She's a very good-looking woman, your missus.
She is incredible.
She's lovely and very funny as well. She's got a very dry sense of humour. In fact, you'd be good. You know what? You should bring her in one day and do a little double header show with her, because she'd be brilliant on there.
I don't think that would work, because we are our sense of humour is completely different.
That's why it would work. That's why it would. Now we're going to come back and find out what's coming up on your show, but I thought I'd play a little bit of Rick Astley. What song am I going to play by Rick Astley?
I have no idea.
That's not the tune. Telling the story he just told me off air for his comedy thing today. That would be dreadful.
It would be appalling, but it's all true.
I know.
It's all in the High Court last week.
I don't want to hear about it again. It's disgusting. Right, now what's coming up on Scott Ross's show? He's going to tell you now.
Right, so what we got today? We've got a story about a whole load of nuns who have found prancing around fires puffing weed. And yeah, I know. And if that wasn't bad enough, we also have the story of a truly wild party which took place just before Christmas in, of all places, Moscow.
There we go. That is all coming up with Scott Ross at...
Have you got more?
Is there more in your list?
No. Well, I was going to say, of course, we've got all that and a whole stack of absolutely sensational sounds to spin between 1 and 3 right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Lots of people like Scott Ross's show. They want him to do more than 2 shows a week, but we've said no. Now, coming up next...
Yeah, the boss isn't amongst them.
Well, it's good because you got four. Was it? No, is there four different presenters on 1, 2, 3? Isn't there? There's yourself, Siobhan, Bob, and Patrick.
Indeed. Yeah.
Not the same person.
That's right. And that's not the same Bob that you were talking about earlier on doing the something with LBC.
Yes, it is our Bob Simpson, yes.
He's doing a voiceover for LBC.
Yes, we can't talk about... He'll probably tell you more on Wednesday, but yeah, he's...
Well, he won't tell me.
He's probably going to LBC. He's not even going to bother talking to us anymore. Taking over from James O'Brien, who's his best friend. Oh, he goes, oh, I love James O'Brien. I go, you do know James O'Brien is on the same time as your friend Michelle? And he goes quiet. Oh, I've had a great time listening to James O'Brien on the way in. I'm shutting the trap. Here is Ed Rome with The Money God. He doesn't need any advertising.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I'm just a walking.
Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
tried to forget you, I tried to move on, to run from the memories that keep me up till dawn. You break every silence, your voice is in my head, it echoes through the nights when you're there with someone else. Who's there beside you? Who's there to guide you? Who's there to sleep beside you? You remind me of the things that I miss. On my sleepless nights you haunt me, I miss your lips. You remind me of our days, they're too good to fade away. Oh, oh, I remember them. Oh, oh, do you think of them? Places you show me, we dance into your beat. Still trace our shadows across the midnight streets. I'm trapped in these scenes that I would die to leave behind. Just like eternal sunshine, can I delete you from my mind? Who's there beside you? Who's there to guide you? There to sleep beside you. You remind me of the things that I miss. On my sleepless nights you haunt me, I miss your lips. You remind me of our days, they're too good to fade away. Oh, oh, I remember them. Oh, oh, do you think of them? Why can't I forget to remember? I forget to remember, I forget to remember you. Why can't I forget to remember? I forget to remember, I forget to remember you. You remind me of the things that I miss. And all my sleepless nights you haunt me, I miss your lips. You remind me of our days, they're too good to fade away.
Look at that, a little bit of echo. Should I do some traffic and travel? What do you think, Mr. Scott Ross?
Why not? Phoenix FM travel news.
Why not? There we go. Let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you. Now, Brook Street roundabout is looking fine. There are still some temporary traffic signals, though, on the A1023 higher up near the High Street, both ways at Crown Street. Still a little bit busy around Wilson's Corner. Sheer weight of traffic that will be. Heading down the N25 towards Lakeside, it's nice and clear. And if you're heading up towards the M11, not too much of a problem. Coming down from Stapleford Tawney, a little bit busy there. Road closed due to gas main work on Horsham Side. That's at Tan House at the Old Road. That's at Navestock. And heading up towards Brentwood in Chelmsford, get the right area. It's running pretty fine. Can't see any major problems the moment on the roads. Looking fine. More traffic and travel coming up with Scott Ross in an hour. Now, I think what I just mentioned on that roadworks is miles away, isn't it? No, it's Coxty Green. It's not that far. You're right there. What travel roads have you got? You've always got more travel than me. Roads being, I'm sure you go out there with your little little bollards and do it yourself.
Actually, the only things I've got are the 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction still on the A12.
Oh, God, that's a good one.
North Sea Road in Billericay is closed until May, and Tyre Common Road is closed until the 9th of February.
There we go. That's even more travel updates with Scott Ross when we didn't need them. Now... Do you like Sade?
I do.
That's good, because we got a little bit of a song for you. This is Your Love Is King. Remember that one?
I don't actually remember. It's not in that version anyway.
Oh, what? Don't need to be rude. Don't need to be rude.
Your love is king. Crown you with my heart. Love is king.
Sade, she's absolutely awesome.
Phoenix FM.
Now, I'm going to be handing you over to the very soft and supple hands of Scott Ross, who's going to be coming up next with a great show between 1 and 3. Stay with him because he'll have funny stories and, as you know, great music. I'll be back with you tomorrow from 10 o'clock and, have a lovely day. I don't know what I'm going to do for the rest of the day. I think I'm going to go home and try and get some bits and pieces onto eBay, although there are other places you can sell things. Just to, do you know what I hate on eBay? I hate having to work out the postage, and I forever do it wrong. And you're meant to measure or look at it. It's meant to be, make it easy, but I always do it wrong. Always end up having to pay about three times the amount to post anything. I better check that out when I get back. Anyway, have a lovely time.
Ask the girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, you see, I wanna be famous, a star on the screen, but you can do something in between. Maybe you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Maybe you can drive my car, and maybe
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.